right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sandy, man, that conversation that we're having off the air, we need to have on the air. Because I'm one of those people who, you know, man, if I want some vegetables, some frozen vegetables, I already know I'm going into the area where they've got Green Giant, right? And I'm like, that's a better vegetable. Mm-hmm. I know it's going to taste better. Why? Because Green Giant is on it. Well, now, I don't know that to be factual.
But you believe it's true because you think it does taste better.
Because I've seen the commercials nonstop.
Right. And so branding is a complex thing. And I'm out of my area of true expertise, but I'll tell you what I do know about it. Branding involves some complicated thought processes. Number one, branding can tie actual value, can identify for you some actual values that are provided by the product that is branded as compared to other things. But branding is all about persuading the people who are understanding and learning about the brand that brand carries better value, and the price, the added price you're going to pay to get that brand is going to be, you're going to be rewarded for it by some better qualities associated with the product. And they persuade you of that. And you become persuaded of it, and you go out and you pay more to get that brand than you would something else. And once you've done that, you are extremely likely to think it is better, because there's another psychological process called cognitive dissonance, which lots of other parts of human behavior relate to, which is when you decide to do something that, for instance, costs you in some respect, like costs you more money, and you're doing it to chase some value, you either are going to decide that value is there, or you have to decide that you're a fool. And people don't like deciding that they're fools. They like being, and so they get married to brands because they've paid more for it over time. They've always thought that it tasted better, and either it tastes better or they're acting foolishly. And so they stay married to the brand. That's a big part of getting tied to brands.
Well, but we.
So you're not exactly a fool, because maybe Green Giant tastes better, but
maybe
it doesn't.
Well, you know, Sandy, it kind of does, right?
Okay.
I mean,
well, except you haven't tasted many other brands for quite a while because you're so married to Green Giant, right?
Yeah, you know, Sandy, I was watching one of the news stations, and they were trying to get people to save money, and they were saying, okay, we've got one of our people is going to go in and they're going to buy the same food, but one with brand name, one without brand name.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost 50% savings. They bought the same things, you know, brand name and others, and I think the brand name was about $400 and some odd. The other one was $190. That's a major difference. But I would venture to say, since I'm the brand guy, I mean, I've always.
Well, here's another thing that the economists and psychologists have done the same survey, and it works every time, and that is, you can take a product, certain kinds of products, and you can have them. And you can survey people, and you can say, this product costs this much, will you buy it? And then they reduce the price, and now it costs this much, will you buy it? And when they reduce the price low enough, people will stop buying it because they don't believe that it could still be good and be that cheap. And similarly, there are brands that rely upon being expensive to be acquired. You know, if you Rolex watches are only attractive if they're expensive. If you can buy that watch for $150, you're not going to buy it.
You know, Sandy, and after it's all said and done, they kind of do the exact same thing, right? Only that Rolex is a major investment that's going to hold its value.
Yeah.
The other watches.
Well, it's going to hold its value because there are other fools lining up later on. I mean, I own one, but you know, the fact is that luxury goods and luxury brands rely on the branding of it to be important to create value in the person's mind. But this same kind of brand complex works up and down the line with all kinds of products.
You know, Sandy, the amazing, is this all human nature? Or is this that people clearly marketing is a lot more involved in marketing than any of us can ever imagine?
Well, maybe the fact is that human nature is a lot more complicated than we can imagine, and marketing is just developed a science of understanding human nature so that it can understand how to wheedle us into doing things that we might otherwise not do.
Well, you know, sometimes we know better, right? And I'm looking at, even in my own life, even the clothing that you buy and wear, right? If you go into a place, it doesn't even necessarily have to be a high end store, but you know, if what's the name of this? I was just thinking about the one of these clothing stores.
Well, you know, here there's a different. You can take Brooks Brothers men's store that has expensive men's clothing, and you can compare it to a low-cost men's clothing store, and you can find remarkably comparable clothing in each place.
Sandy, the Brooks Brothers suit is not going to have
Well, no, you're talking about style. I'm just talking.
No, I'm not talking about style. I'm talking about the quality of the thread. And
there you go.
And oh, that's, they've got me then, is what you're telling me.
I think they got you.
Well, but the thread is not going to be hanging off my new suit if I bought it at Brooks Brothers. They're going to make sure that all of that stuff is
A lot of this all changed when because you find out that the Brooks Brothers suit is made in the same factory in Vietnam as the suit from Men's Warehouse.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of an amazing thing, but true, right?
Could be. I don't know. Yeah. I'm making this stuff up a little bit.
Oh, but I'll tell you something. It's the quality of, it's just like they talk about sheets, right?
Yeah.
600 or 1,000
count,
and you somehow think that there's this major difference in the sheet.
Well, there.
It's real.
It's real because they're telling you something that needs to be true. It's got 1,000 threads per unit.
That needs to be true because somebody is monitoring that.
That kind of stuff needs to be true. Otherwise it would be a fraudulent advertising.
All right, gotta go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.